What is your favorite Lainey Wilson song? Do you have one?
Hang Tight, Honey.
Yeah? Got a pocket full of money and I'm heading straight home for you.
Lainey Wilson!
Woohoo! We're at Fraser Farms in La Mesa, ready to give you tickets for the Lainey Wilson Listening Party, which is tomorrow at Beach House in Belmont Park. Doors open at 10. Things get underway at 11:30. We're going to play every song on her brand new album. In between, we'll be giving away prizes. Lainey is going to actually come on in a very big way, by the way. She'll join us on stage. We'll chat with her for a bit. She'll play a few songs. And you get to experience all of this before she heads off then for her show at the Amphitheater tomorrow night.
Whoever said there's no guarantees in life is just wrong, because we guarantee you stop into Fraser Farms this morning and we'll hook you up with some passes to see Lainey. And again, this is an all ages show, so what a great opportunity to bring your kids and just hang out, great experiences with them before they're too old to do it.
Yeah.
So speaking of that, we met the most beautiful family earlier this week. You just heard them, and they epitomized what Lainey Wilson has meant so much to this format. And this new record is kind of a summary of the last year of her life and what's been going on, which is why it's called Whirlwind. It also features, like a lot of records do lately, a lot of collaborations, mm-hmm. including one with the Lambert. And we had a great chance to talk to Lainey about that via Zoom recently. Lainey Wilson is with us. You know, you're talking about songwriting, Lainey. I know you've got a collaboration with Miranda on Whirlwind called Good Horses. A stupid question, probably, for a songwriter such as of your stature. But do you guys actually work together when writing, or do you like hand things over to Miranda via an email or a text and say, hey, see what you can add to this? Or you're really just button heads together working in the same room?
Working in the same room.
Really?
And it's I mean, both of our schedules are insane, but it was last May. I had been on the road nonstop for a couple years at that point, and she called me one day and she said, I want to feed you. I want you to take a nap. I want you to come out to my farm. And she said, maybe we'll write a song. And that's what happened. I mean, we sat around. We, like, talked about this life and this industry, which can be a doozy at times and also the most rewarding thing that I'll ever do. And so we have a lot to talk about. And when we sat down to write this song, we realized even more than we already did how much we have in common. Like, we love that Western way of life. But we also know that, like, We love running the roads. We have that gypsy soul. I mean, we travel for a living, but we know, like, the importance of home is where the heart is. And so that's kind of the song kind of wrote itself.
What did she feed you?
Good question.
What did she not feed me? That's the question. Cause they fed me. They fed me, like, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I think we had like a big breakfast with, like, biscuits and pancakes. And then we had pasta, and then we had burgers and fries, and man, they fed me good.
Hungry now.
Yeah, no
hungry
kidding.
Hungry now.
Fraser Farms in La Mesa until 9, getting you free tickets for her listening party. The album release tomorrow. We want you to be there. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.